This morning's reading comes from the Gnostic Gospel of Mary. The teacher said to Mary in a vision, "Attachment to matter gives rise to passion against nature. Thus trouble arises in the whole body. This is why I tell you, be in harmony. If you are out of balance, take inspiration from manifestations of your true nature. Those who have ears, let them hear." After saying this, the Blessed One greeted them all, saying, "Peace be with you. May my peace arise and be fulfilled within you. Be vigilant and allow no one to mislead you by saying, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' for it is within you that the Son of Man dwells. Go to him, for those who seek him find him. Walk forth and announce the gospel of the kingdom." The teacher continued, "Impose no law other than that which I have witnessed. Do not add more laws to those given in the Torah, lest you become bound by them." Having said all this, he departed. The disciples were in sorrow, shedding many tears and saying, "How are we to go among the unbelievers and announce the gospel of the kingdom of the Son of Man? They did not spare his life, so why should they spare ours?" Then Mary of Magdala arose, embraced them all, and began to speak to her brothers, "Do not remain in sorrow and doubt, for his grace will guide you and comfort you. Instead, let us praise his greatness, for he has prepared us for this. He is calling upon us to become fully human." Thus Mary turned their hearts toward the good, and they began to discuss the meaning of the teacher's words. Peter said to Mary, "Sister, we know that the teacher loved you differently from other women. Tell us whatever you remember of any words he told you, which we have not yet heard." And Mary said to them, "I will now speak to you of that which has not been given to you to hear. I had a vision of the teacher, and I said to him, 'Lord, I see you now in this vision.' And he answered, 'You are blessed, for the sight of me does not disturb you. There where is the mind lies the treasure.' Then I said to him, 'Lord, when someone meets you in a moment of vision, is it through the soul that they see, or is it through the spirit?' The teacher answered, 'It is neither through the soul nor the spirit, but the mind between the two which sees the vision.'" The next four pages of the gospel are missing. Excuse me. The teacher continued, "I left the world with the aid of another world. A design was erased by virtue of a higher design. Henceforth, I travel toward repose, where time rests in the eternity of time. I go now into silence." Having said all this, Mary became silent, for it was in silence that the teacher spoke to her. Then Andrew began to speak and said to his brothers, "Tell me, what do you think of these things that she's been telling us? As for me, I do not believe that the teacher would speak like this. These ideas are too different from those we have known." And Peter added, "How is it possible that the teacher talked in this manner with a woman about secrets of which we ourselves are ignorant? Must we change our customs and listen to this woman? Did he really choose her and prefer her to us?" Then Mary wept and answered him, "My brother Peter, what can you be thinking? Do you believe that this is just my own imagination, that I invented this vision? Or do you believe that I would lie about our teacher?" At this, Levi spoke up, "Peter, you have always been hot-tempered, and now we see you repudiating a woman just as our adversaries do. Yet if the teacher held her worthy, who are you to reject her? Surely the teacher knew her well, for he loved her more than us. Therefore, let us atone and become fully human, so that the teacher can take root in us. Let us grow as he demanded of us and walk forth to spread the gospel without trying to lay down any rules and laws other than those he witnessed. When Levi had said these words, they all went forth to spread the gospel. The Gospel of Mary was first found in 1896 by a German scholar while browsing at a bazaar in Cairo. Its history to the present is a complicated web of scholarly intrigue. While exciting, we won't touch on it today. We'll unpack it another time. So what is Gnosticism? In a nutshell, Gnosticism emphasized an individual's relationship with God and believed that self-knowledge was the key to understanding God. As my understanding of Mary's gospel grows, the manner of the teaching seems much more like a deep Dharma talk than the recitation of the more simplistic parables shared with the masses. The Gnostics were early Christians whose beliefs and practices put them at odds with Orthodox Christianity and were considered to be heretics. The church hierarchy set out to destroy as many Gnostic writings as possible. In her 1979 book, The Gnostic Gospels, Dr. Elaine Pagels argues that the dispute between the Orthodox Christians and the Gnostics was not necessarily theological, but centered on the Gnostics' refusal to accept the hierarchy and authority of the church as an institution. A level of spiritual sophistication is assumed. In the Gospel of Mary, we learn that Mary, the disciple Jesus loved best, was more spiritually advanced than her brothers, the 12 apostles. Fast forward to the First Council of Nicaea, convened by the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great in 325 CE. Bishops from all over Christendom met to define Christianity as we know it today. It established the Trinity and declared it to be divine, and it chose which of the early Christian writings would become the official Gospels of the New Testament. The Gnostic Gospels were denounced as heretical and were rejected. A formal hierarchy of church leaders was established as a true patriarchy. The role of women in the early church, which had been largely equivalent to that of men, was rejected. It was then that Mary's role as an apostle, the apostle who was most loved by Jesus, the strong and independent woman, and recipient of the deepest teachings of Christ, was redefined as a fallen, subservient, non-apostolic prostitute. In Catholicism, saints are awarded feast days in recognition of the roles they have played in church history. Saint Mary Magdalene was not honored with a feast day until 2016. Finally putting her on par with the other apostles. It was the patriarchy that took her down. This mindset continues to this day in patriarchal attitudes that view women as lesser than men. This is indeed a battle we continue to fight today. I'd like to close with a quote from Megan Watterson, feminist theologian and author of the book Mary Magdalene Revealed. The good news about being fully human is that it's just Alpha and Omega ad infinitum. It's just a constant return, a myriad of opportunities to come back to the voice of love inside us. And we can spend less and less time away from it or feeling as though we're separate from it, or aren't worthy of it, if we choose to. Being fully human is the soul's chance to be here. The good news is that we never truly arrive. None of us. We never get there. That's the whole point of being human. The point is to constantly arrive. For some of us, with each breath, we constantly return to love. This is the good news, that we can. That it's set up this way, that no matter who we are or how long we've been separated from feeling the presence of love, it's actually right here within. Blessed be.